Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodnim, ako vam kažem nedilju, na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o 5.4. hodina u Bezbrugu, a 5.10. hodina u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja 2. jula 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. You can check out our archives by going to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org. And I'm your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, July 2nd, 2023. In 2 days, we will celebrate the nation's birthday, and I want to wish everyone a very happy Independence Day. Just remember why Independence Day is Independence Day, for our forefathers that fought against British tyranny in the 1770s. 1776, we declared our independence. The Revolutionary War didn't finish till 1783 or so. But don't forget those founding fathers, as well as those soldiers who died in subsequent wars from the Revolutionary War all the way to today. Today's Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, has been sponsored by a generous donation, very generous donation, from good friends George and Marlene Prosnick from Aurora, Colorado. George and Marlene were on our 2009 Russian tour of Slovakia, and a couple months ago, Marlene got in touch with me looking for some CDs from her home village of Torisk, which is on the eastern fringe of Spiš County, just east of Kežmarok in eastern Slovakia. So I was able to get her some CDs from Torisk as well as surrounding villages. And they are celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary. This happened on June 8th. So, George and Marlene, to George and Marlene, I wish a very happy belated anniversary. May you have many, many more. Mnohaya I blahaya lita. And we start today's broadcast with a Mnohaya I blahaya lita for the 55th anniversary of George and Marlene Prosnick. Then we go to Torisk, where we have Torisk Diochata and Team Toriskim Seli. Thank you, George and Marlene, for your generous donation to the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. No.
Oh.
even though we have wonderful sponsors such as George and Marlene Prosnick from Aurora, Colorado, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet waves of Russin FM. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatho-Russin Society, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program. Special thanks goes to George and Marlene Prosnick for their generous donation to this radio broadcast. They were on the Russin Tour of Slovakia with us in 2009, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Marlene's ancestral Russin village is Torisko, which is an eastern Spiš county not far from Kežmaruk, not far from Tihý Potok, which is in the western part of Šadiš County. And George, even though he is not Russin, he is Slovak, and his ancestral village is Sabino, which is in Šadiš County, about 40 miles due east of Torisko. And we have a couple of songs for you, George. I don't have anything from Sabino directly, but this three-pack of Slovak songs is from Šadiš County, and this is from the group called Konjare, and this is Kapora, Kapora, Budu Hrac, and Červené Želenie. After that, we go back to Torisko with A Zašpívajme Sobi. Thank you very much, George and Marlene, for your very generous donation to the Carpatho-Russin Society Heritage Program.
Chlapcov zajdem a popripovedam, však ja sebe večer цифрує, а я коло нього. Червене, зелене, це найчервенейше. Приспало ще дівче, це найпараднейше. Приспало ще дівче, це найпараднейше.
I met George and Marlene Prosnick in 2009 when my father, Jack Poloka, of blessed memory, and I led the Rusyn tour of Slovakia. There we did everything Rusyn, as well as everything Slovak, Eastern Slovak, Východňarské in particular. And George and Marlene, they went on one of the adventures to their ancestral village, and this was to Torysko, as I mentioned, in eastern Spiš County. Whenever we would get back to our hotel for the day or night, I would go around and talk to everyone, see how everything's going. And one night, I had my voice recorder, so I decided to interview everyone there as well, something that we could use for the radio. Never know when we would be able to use it. So now I'm going to use it. George and Marlene, you may not remember doing this, but this was recorded when we were at our hotel in Prešov, and you were just given a little bit of description on how you are enjoying the tour at the time. And if you listen to my voice, I have no voice for all the talking that I was doing, the interviews, the singing, the shouting, whatever. I just didn't have a voice for a couple days. Now it kind of sounded like this. So, yes, please excuse my voice there, but George and Marlene, your recap of the Rusyn tour of Slovakia from 2009.
Okay, we're back here. So we're here with George and Marlene. So Marlene, tell us who you are, why you're here, and if you had a good time or not.
Hi, I'm Marlene Prosnick. This trip is built on serendipity. George sent me an email with the location of Dean's radio program on Sunday afternoon, so I checked it out, and there was an ad for this trip, and I emailed him back, and I said, what are you doing in June?
Well, you emailed him, you didn't call him?
No.
You email your husband, you don't call him?
I can never get him on the phone. Anyway, I'm part Rusyn and part Polish, and this is a trip that I have dreamt about all my life. My father always wanted to come back to this country. My grandmother, my grandparents really didn't, but my father did. He wanted to see where his family came from. And the closest he came was to Czechoslovakia in World War II.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this trip for my father. Am I having a good time? Words can't describe it. It has zoomed by so quickly. Every day's a joy. Because you have a bunch of disparate people, you're going to have little bumps along the way, but for the most part, everybody is overjoyed by this. And we have you, Dean, and your father to thank for this, because having been in travel, I know how hard you worked. And I also know what tour groups are like and the amount of information that we gleaned from Dean is just very precious. So thank you, Dean.
Thank you. Thank you.
My name is George Prosnick, and I came on this trip to learn a little bit about where my paternal and maternal grandparents came from. And I learned a tremendous amount on the trip. I enjoyed the trip. The company was great. The tour guides, Dean and his father, are wonderful. And reflecting back, what more could a man want? All the podorhi you can eat, halupski, kobasi, beer, and fine pear brandy. Plus, I'm accompanied by my beautiful wife, so I think I'm going to stay here for a long time. Had a great time.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. And right after the interview, we had Sharishka Polka, and that was performed by the Detsky Folklorny Subor Sharish with George and Marlene. You may remember my friend Yoshko Piero, the accordionist. We had his group perform for us. That wasn't recorded in 2009. It was recorded a few years back, but they did do that dance whenever we were there in Prešov. George and Marlene, I would like to thank you very much once again for your very generous donation to the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. I would like to wish you a very belated happy anniversary and many, many more to come. Namnohaya I blahaya lita. On Tuesday, it is Independence Day, and I did mention that earlier. Please remember again why we have Independence Day and why we have our freedom. Freedom is not free, ladies and gentlemen. There is a price to pay. And we see that going on in Eastern Europe right now. We see that going on in other places of the world. Be glad that we have the freedom we have because of those that fought for it. I would like to wish everyone a very happy Independence Day and would like to thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. And as always, listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night. Go to their webpage, rusyn.fm, or you can go to your device's app store and download Rusyn FM. Just look it up, Rusyn FM. And before we leave you, next, we have the military march in honor of Independence Day, which is on Tuesday, and all of the members of the armed forces of the United States of America and those founding fathers that fought for our independence. And after that, we have Dobri Vamaritsi, it is good in America. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se jak krasne tjedan. S Bohom.
Голос Русинів Америка.